So question, does the number two from the Romney 2012 presidential campaign want to be number one?
I think there are things that we can do that don't offend either party's philosophy, that doesn't require someone to surrender their principles to make a good down payment on getting this debt and deficit under control.
Congressman Paul Ryan on Fox News Sunday preparing the pundit classes for the unveiling this week of another Ryan budget, call it 2.0. The current divisions in Congress over the budget and the sequester drama may be another showcase for the conservative Ryan. This week, it's going to be Ryan versus Obama with no Romney to be seen anywhere. Hints of 2016. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Todd?
Hi, John.
So Ryan will try to share the profile on the budget with President Obama, who's already doing a pretty good job.
And a third character, Senator Patty Murray, chairman of the Senate Budget Committee. The Paul Ryan Budget 2.0, John, as you said, actually it's not 2.0. To much of the public, it is. He's done this many years in the past. Fiscal 2013, 2012, 2011. This is the fiscal 2014 budget to try to actually pass a big budget. A lot of people on Capitol Hill want to quit lurching from shutdown to crisis to cliff and back to crisis. This may help them do that. But you're right, there is some Ryan versus Obama as the Ryan budget comes out with its Medicare cuts, with its refusal to increase taxes, an attempt to balance the budget over 10 years, which a lot of observers on Capitol Hill, even some in Paul Ryan's own party, think is quite impossible. President Obama will be visiting to try to continue what people may have heard of, this charm offensive. He's going to be up here 2 days here on Capitol Hill having lunch with Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate. That's four meetings over 2 days. Meanwhile, Senator Patty Murray in the Senate is pushing Senate Democrats' budget with very few spending cuts, just a few, but what? Tax increases on the wealthy, closing hundreds of billions of dollars of loopholes, the kinds of things that President Obama ran on to try to give him a backdrop for a grand bargain that he says he's still pursuing with some Republicans who are willing to deal.
Is this less about individual budget plans and more about the ability of these three individuals to gather a consensus that could actually overcome the divisive hurdles in the House and Senate?
I say it's about a third thing, John. It's actually about President Obama's ability to try to gather some other members of the House and Senate, particularly the Senate, who probably aren't Patty Murray and probably aren't Paul Ryan. He's been talking to people like Lindsey Graham, Saxby Chambliss, Republicans who are not in the leadership, but who have said either explicitly or implicitly that they might be ready to accept more revenue, $500, $600 billion in revenue, in closing loopholes on the wealthy in order to help pay down the debt if the president is willing to reform entitlements, cuts to Medicare, cuts to Social Security, things like, you know, changing the cost of living adjustment that we've talked about in years past. Liberals like Nancy Pelosi, like Patty Murray, they don't want to see that. So the president's going to have to go against some of his people, just like Lindsey Graham and Saxby Chambliss and some other senators might have to go against their leadership. The president's trying to go around the Boehners and the McConnells and talk to some other like-minded senators to see if he can get that grand bargain that he said he's always wanted.
And in a sense, go around the Ryans as well. What does this do for Ryan? If he comes out of this looking really good, does this mean he's set up for 2016? Or is it more a matter of if he doesn't hurt himself, he's still in the running?
Well, there are lots of corners to turn between now and 2016. This won't be the last Ryan budget before we get there. For now, you can see what he's doing. He's trying to brandish those conservative credentials. Yes, President Obama won the election and I lost, but I'm not backing down from these principles. Paul Ryan does have a luxury here, John. This budget will never become law. It is a statement of political philosophy, fiscal philosophy, as these shutdown fights and budget fights continue.
He seems a little invigorated by not having Romney around, though, huh?
Well, he gets to be on his own now, and he gets to be back to the Paul Ryan that so many people loved, moving to the front of the stage and not in the shadow. In the short term this week, while all these big budget fights go on, remember, we're still not out of the woods on a government shutdown.
Right.
There's movement in the Senate this week trying to avoid that, too.
Congressman Paul Ryan and the latest drama on the budget. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.